know there is so much power inside of you? You have the power to make an impact on the planet and the people around you just by believing in yourself. You get to decide how today, this year, this life is going to go. Are you feeding your old bad habits, or are you feeding your power? What's up, big dreamers? Your lady, Vitamin Katie, is here, and you are listening to my Feed Your Power podcast. I am a vegan registered dietitian and fitness instructor, and my mission is to empower you to feel confident and excited about your health and your life. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you for pressing play, and let's begin.
Oh, my heart is so full. I just got off of a patient consultation. This patient used to barely eat any carbohydrates. He was afraid of carbs, and his average blood sugar level used to be way higher. His average blood sugar dropped significantly, but he's eating a lot more carbohydrates. What does this mean for him? This means that he is decreasing his biological age. And yeah, anybody who has a high blood sugar level, we are exacerbating the growth signaling pathways to be activated, which activates aging. It activates growth of cancer cells. Yeah, of course, it also activates risk of weight gain, fat gain, obesity, diabetes, of course. So when we're averaging our blood sugar levels, we're going to be feeling much more sustainably energized, grounded, healthy. This is a huge indicator of health. And it just blows my mind how many people are afraid of eating carbohydrates, who just are trying so hard to manage their blood sugar, meanwhile shooting themselves in the foot by avoiding carbs. And so that's why today we're going over the 11 things that I've really helped him optimize to see such sustained, incredible benefit when it comes to his blood sugar balance and being able to eat more carbohydrates and actually decrease his average blood sugar. So, number one thing that we worked on together, eating vegetables and sources of protein first. When you go to sit down to eat, if you have any vegetables, any beans, plant-based source of protein, eat those before you eat the carbohydrate. The source of carbohydrate, maybe that's millet, pasta, a potato, fruit. Eating the carbohydrate source second makes it so that the carbohydrates are more slowly released, and combined with a source of fiber like vegetables and protein, this is going to make it so that you have less of a blood sugar spike, and it's going to be a lot more of a slow release there, okay? So vegetables and protein first. Number two, going on a 15-minute walk after meals. So he does have a treadmill in his house. However, if you don't, it doesn't have to be a 15-minute walk. My little hack with this is I like to clean up after I eat. So I leave a mess in the kitchen, and then I eat, and then I'll be on my feet cleaning up. And that helps a lot with the blood sugar control. Okay. And you know, if you ever go out to ice cream, or just, this is just a really amazing hack to make it so that the sugars are going to be utilized by your muscles rather than just sitting on the couch, having that blood sugar stay elevated. Moving your body a little bit is going to help a lot. Number three, choosing quality carbohydrates. People are so scared of carbs, and this is really mind-blowing because, yeah, carrots are technically mostly carbohydrates, right? Beans and really, really healthy foods are also considered carbohydrate-rich foods. So just because it's a carbohydrate doesn't mean that it's bad for you. Do not lump together corn and quinoa and candy in the same category. Now, choosing quality carbohydrates, look at the nutrition facts label. Make sure that whatever you're eating either does not have any added sugars or has less than 4 grams of added sugars. And for me and my clients and my patients, this includes desserts. It is totally possible to have a deliciously sweet dessert that's actually sweetened with bananas and apples and dates. I love dates. There's a lot of research around dates actually not harming our blood sugar control, and actually, because of the fiber in there, because of the antioxidants in there, having the whole food will really be helpful. So when it comes to added sugars, this means liquid sugars like maple syrup and honey. This means, of course, white sugar. So quality carbohydrates, things with fiber. Another thing to look at the nutrition facts label is look at the ratio of the grams of carbohydrate to the grams of fiber. I like to recommend making sure that the grain and carbohydrate products that you purchase, like tortillas, pasta, granolas, cereals, bread, look at the nutrition facts label. If the carbohydrate to fiber ratio is 5 to 1 or less, fantastic. Go ahead, buy that product. That is an amazing product. If it's more than a 5 to 1 ratio, then that means that there's likely a lot of added sugars, or that there was fiber removed from that product and it's a highly processed product. So, for example, I'm pretty sure oats are 10 grams, something like this. I'm just pulling from my brain here. But oats, I'm pretty sure steel cut rolled oats, those are about 10 grams of total carbohydrate to 2 grams of fiber. So that is a 5 to 1 ratio. So that's a fantastic product. However, if you were to get those microwavable, like apple cinnamon packets of oats that have added sugar and they're really refined, that's going to be about 20 grams of carbohydrates to 2 grams of fiber. And that is definitely more than, that's like what, a 10 to 1 carbohydrate to fiber ratio, which is way higher than 5 to 1. So that's going to be spiking your blood sugar. More fiber makes it so that the blood sugar actually doesn't spike. It makes it so that those carbohydrates are much more slowly absorbed. We want to have more fiber, okay? Hope that was clear. Look for less than 4 grams of added sugars in your products and a total carbohydrate to fiber ratio of 5 to 1 or less. And of course, just choosing whole foods, right? Apples, bananas, grapes, berries, getting in those fruits instead of those sugar-sweetened desserts, and be on the lookout for things like plant-based yogurts and plant-based milk. These tend to have a lot of added sugars. You might think you're getting a really healthy product when actually these have a lot of added sugars. So choose quality carbohydrates. This is going to help a lot. And yes, rice, potatoes, sweet potatoes, squashes, these are all fantastic, fantastic quality carbohydrates. And bread, whole grain pasta. Something also maybe to think about that I didn't even write down when it comes to choosing quality carbs. Also, people think that berries and fruits spike your blood sugar. There's actually a lot of research showing that if you add blueberries to your carbohydrate-rich foods, like blueberry muffins or blueberry pancakes, blueberries in your oatmeal, adding blueberries actually helps to decrease a blood sugar spike rather than increase it. The antioxidants and fibers in blueberries are fantastic. So get in more berries, all right? Number 4, apple cider vinegar. On our consultation call today, he was so excited. He said, "Katie, yeah, I ended up ordering this pasta thing with tomatoes," and he gets these delivered meals to him. So he accidentally ordered this big pasta thing, and he was scared because he knew in the past that this would really spike his blood sugar. And he took my advice and he drank some, he liked seltzer, sparkling water with a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in there, had that with his pasta, and he barely had any spike at all. He was expecting much more of a spike thanks to the apple cider vinegar. Having a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar has been shown to significantly improve our blood sugar control. Definitely include apple cider vinegar with your meal if you're noticing that you're eating a lot of carbs with that meal, okay? Or just in general, I think it's delicious. Like if you like kombucha, if you like these different drinks, ice water with a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. I think it's so refreshing and there's a lot of health benefits. So yeah, but don't overdo it. You don't want to harm your teeth and just be like chugging vinegar all day. All you need is a tablespoon to see the benefit of it. All right. Number five, he wears a continuous glucose monitor. He's really taken responsibility for tracking and being clear on how different lifestyle habits and how different foods and different times of eating affect his blood sugar. You can get a $40 off discount of the NutriSense glucose monitor using my code VITAMINKATIE40. This glucose monitor is going to tell you a lot. Just, it's incredible too. When I was wearing my glucose monitor last, I noticed that my blood sugar spiked a lot based on stress, which is really, really fascinating. Even without eating anything at all, I just got stressed for a reason. And my blood sugar spiked without even eating anything. Fascinating. So wearing a continuous glucose monitor and not being afraid to really be objective about where you're at and take responsibility, this is huge. Knowing that this means nothing about you being a failure or whatever, whatever. This is really just to get clear on where you're at and further optimize that way and kind of having that good headspace around it. All right. So yeah, use my code VITAMINKATIE40, get $40 off your NutriSense glucose monitor. Love that product. Highly, highly recommend. Number six, muscle conditioning 3 times a week. Muscle conditioning, our muscles are the number one scavenger for blood sugar. They're good. They just like to drink up that blood sugar, okay? If we are not muscle conditioning, if we don't utilize our muscles, yeah, our blood sugar is probably going to stay elevated, okay? So muscle conditioning 3 times a week, even just to maintain the muscle you have, you don't have to all of a sudden try to be a Hulk at the gym gaining all this muscle to get the benefit from muscle conditioning. Not only that, but muscle conditioning, it also really improves our bone mineral density and our hormone balance, right? Insulin, it is the hormone that helps get blood sugars into our cells. While insulin is going to work more effectively, lots of other hormones get balanced as well when we muscle condition. So couldn't recommend muscle conditioning more. Muscle conditioning has helped my health and my life so much. And him muscle conditioning by increasing the muscle mass on his body, I really, really think that that's a big contributor to him being able to significantly decrease his average blood sugar levels throughout working with me. Number seven, he's decreased his body fat percentage and he's decreased his fat intake. So in his efforts to really, really have his blood sugar be better, he ate more fat, right? Because a lot of doctors say, stop eating the rice, stop eating corn, stop eating carbohydrates. So then he ups the coconut yogurt, all the fatty foods, right? Well, in working with me, I said, look, we're going to actually increase carbohydrates, increase the fiber, and decrease the fat intake. And we're going to track your body fat percentage and make sure that that goes down as time goes on. The higher the fat we intake and the higher body fat we have, the less optimized insulin is at working, right? Insulin does not work effectively to get our blood sugar into the cells. And when insulin can't work properly, yeah, the blood sugar is just going to stay elevated. Fat really, really prevents blood sugars from getting into the cells, okay? So the more fat on your body, the higher the blood sugar on average you're likely going to have, okay? So instead of just weighing yourself with an average scale, it's going to be a good idea to get a body composition scale that can see body fat versus lean mass and make sure that your lean mass is either staying the same or increasing over time and that your body fat percentage is going down. Just because that weight may not change at all, but the distribution, the body composition is changing and that makes a huge difference. Okay. Number eight, he decreased his stress, really prioritizing going outside, working in his garden, making sure that he's managing things that are causing him a lot of turmoil. As I said before, the number one thing that spiked my blood sugar more than anything else, it was me being like, oh no, that spiked my blood sugar. Stress is crazy. It's this primal response that we have to get all of that blood sugar into the bloodstream, like our liver basically dumps sugar so that we're able to run from a tiger. So our muscles can utilize that. But some of us are just sitting in traffic, sitting in front of our computer, preparing for a tough meeting. This stress over time, this is really going to lead to a high average blood sugar. And as mentioned before, when your blood sugar is high long-term, chronically, this is extremely exacerbating aging. This is really exacerbating risk of growth of cancer, right? It's signaling your growth pathways to turn on. We do not want that as older adults, as adults in general, unless you're pregnant, unless you're a child. Why would you want to really signal growth? Maybe you're trying to really, really build muscle, sure. But if you are not trying to build muscle, you and these other circumstances, we don't want these growth pathways to be turned on. It's much more healthy to have the pathways in your body that are optimizing repair, optimizing, killing off dead and damaged cells and repairing and creating healthy new ones instead of just exacerbating growth all the time. That's really exacerbating aging. So decreasing stress. Let's take a deep breath right now. Deep breath in. Open mouth, exhale. Just taking a deep breath can really, really help with that. Okay, you missed out on the first one, didn't you? Let's do that one more time. Deep breath in. Let it go. It is Leo season. Stick out that tongue for that lion's breath, okay? Number 9, 7+ hours of sleep. Sleep is probably the most underrated, most important thing you can do for your health. Without optimized sleep, no way any hormone is going to be functioning properly. No way your cravings, your energy, your mood, you're really increasing your risk of Alzheimer's disease, even other diseases like diabetes. Okay, sleep could not be more important. I think that if you're looking at your life and you're noticing, oh my gosh, for years, I've been getting 6 or less hours of sleep, barely getting 7, you're waking up in the middle of the night. Biggest takeaway from this, please do whatever you can to get a good night's rest. Okay. I'm not going to say anything more about that. I think you and I both know very clearly how it feels when you don't get enough sleep. Obviously, you're not going to want a muscle conditioning. Obviously, you're just going to want to eat chocolate and bread and all of the carbs all day long, right? Obviously, it's just very clear you're going to be irritable. So your life, you're selling yourself short getting less than 7 hours of sleep every night, okay? Just do yourself a favor. Go to bed earlier. Do whatever you can. Get some sleep. I love me some ashwagandha. Okay, I could talk forever about sleep. Let's continue. Number 10, intermittent fasting and eating more calories earlier in the day. This could not be more important as well for blood sugar control. There was a big study where they compared the same amount of food, same amount of activity, monitored quite closely, eating either 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or noon to 8 p.m. The people who ate earlier in the day rather than later, the group who ate earlier had significantly better blood sugar control. That was the biggest takeaway. Significantly better blood lipid profiles, like cholesterol levels and triglyceride levels, and their weight actually normalized. So they actually lost more weight compared to those eating the same amount of food, the exact same foods, they just ate later in the day. Our bodies are not designed to be processing foods in the evening. We're just not. Our pancreas turns off pretty much when the sun goes down. So eating more calories earlier in the day, do not skip breakfast. This is going to help a lot. And have a 12-hour eating window and fasting window. So between the last bite of food that you eat in the evening and the first bite of food that you eat in the morning, make sure that there's a 12-hour fasting window between those two. This allows your body to really get into that replenish and repair mode instead of signaling growth. As I was mentioning before, we're going to turn off those growth signaling pathways by letting ourselves not eat for 12 hours. And this is across the board safe. If you're an older adult, if you're pregnant, 12 hours of fasting, it is significantly beneficial and healthy and reasonable for everyone to do. Now, if you're an athlete, if you have an eating disorder, if you're really having trouble getting enough calories, if you have a crazy schedule, sure, do what you gotta do, of course, right? Eat when you're hungry. If you notice you just couldn't eat enough during the day and you can't stick to that eating window, it's also beneficial to wait 5 hours between meals. If you really can't do that sustained 12-hour overnight, just make sure you're waiting 4 to 5 hours between meals to eat, this kind of a thing. Maybe this could be helpful, like if you're on vacation and you have a lot of late night things going on. And of course, choosing the right foods is going to help. But yeah, aim for a 12-hour overnight fast. Most days with more calories eaten earlier in the day, I recommend that you stop eating about 3 hours before going to bed. Okay. That's going to really help a lot. I keep saying that. This is going to really help. And it is. So I hope you're paying attention. And last but not least, number 11, probably the most important thing that we worked on together, having a clear vision, having clear goals, right? This maintenance, the sustainability aspect of this is probably the most difficult thing for people. When people start, they see one positive, one big win, and they're like, yeah, I did it. And then they go back to their old ways. That is not what this is about. This is about like brushing your teeth. This is something that you just do. This is part of your personality. And when it comes to continuing these health promoting behaviors, I help hold my patients and my clients accountable for getting clear on this vision. And this particular patient, he has a vision of really expanding his farm, really helping his son build a house on a property that he bought, helping his grandkids, picking up his grandkids, going on adventures, going on travels. We are continually going to, or I am continually going to remind you, what is this vision? What do you want to do with your vitality and your energy and your health? How do you want to impact the people in your life? Knowing this, this clear why, it gets us excited to eat our vegetables and our protein source before we eat our carbs. It gets us excited to buy the apple cider vinegar. It gets us excited to muscle condition. Why are we doing this? Let's do this from an empowered place, a place of excitement, a place of, oh my gosh, heck yeah, I'm being the person that I've always wanted to be. This is a part of my personality. This is who I am to show up in this way for myself. I brush my teeth and I manage my blood sugar levels. I am rocking and rolling and it feels good and I'm setting a good example. And that's what this is all about. Okay. I really hope this video helped. Let me know if you have any questions, concerns, controversial, anything. I'm so here for all of it. And I hope you have the most incredible, wonderful day. And I hope you have the most incredible, wonderful blood sugar levels next time you go to the doctor. Thanks to this. You're welcome. Your doctors are going to be like, how'd you do this? And you're going to say, Vitamin Katie helped me a lot. And I'm going to say, yes. You are amazing. Have the best day. Bye.
Thank you for dedicating time to improve your health and your life by listening to this podcast. If you are interested in holistic health and nutritional counseling or in my vegan fitness program, click the link in my bio to apply. Don't forget to screenshot this and tag me at vitamin.katie on your Instagram story. Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review to get this message out there to help more people. Thanks again so much for listening, and have a beautiful, wonderful, incredible life. Much love to you. Bye.